Hey, good morning, everyone. It is 9:04 a.m. We are here today, December 17, 2018, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatnya, Guam, for the status hearing of OPA PA 18-002, Carando Corporation versus the Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today is Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Vince Duenas and Michelle Brillante. Will appellant Carando please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Leslie Travis and Vanessa Lums on behalf of Carando Corporation.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Yeah, Assistant Attorney General Tom Keeler. There is no representative for DPW.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Yeah, but we do have two people in the back. Who are they? Are they with you, Mr. Keeler?
They were subpoenaed.
Okay. And yeah. That's a first order of business. So can we identify who appeared then?
My name is Felix Malaventi. I was subpoenaed by Joey Seville and Tang.
And you, sir?
My name is Lyndon Kobayashi. I was subpoenaed by Tom
Keeler. Okay. Can I have your name again? Your first?
Lyndon Kobayashi.
Okay, Mr. Benavente and Mr. Kobayashi. So the reason you were subpoenaed, we were supposed to have a formal hearing today. That's an evidentiary hearing. So you're supposed to testify, like literally sit on the hot seat and undergo direct and cross-examination. But fortunately, you don't have to do that today because they have rescheduled the hearing. Thank you very much for showing up today. The parties have no requirement for either of these gentlemen. I want to thank you for showing up pursuant to your subpoena. I'm going to release you from that subpoena now. Okay? Thank you very much. Are there any other parties that have been subpoenaed out there anywhere?
There are. I think that we have actually made attempts to contact all of the witnesses that we subpoenaed.
Okay, but we still had Mr. Benavente show up.
Yeah,
so,
I know that we attempted to contact the witnesses, but I don't know that we actually
okay, so if anybody else shows up, I'll simply do the same and release them. All right. So just for the record, we were supposed to have our formal hearing today in this matter, but I believe it was Wednesday or so that the parties, last week Wednesday, that the parties had issued a stipulation in order to continue the hearing based on the unavailability of certain witnesses, which I did approve verbally. I could not sign it because I was off island. I just came back yesterday. But is that so?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
All right. So that stipulation order is still circulating. I still have to review it, I assume. If it says what I think it does, I'll probably sign it. It'll be entered today. So as this has been continued because of the issue regarding the availability of witnesses. Likewise, I think there was an issue concerning the ability to have witnesses testify via Skype or electronic means. When do the parties feel that they can proceed in this matter? Because the only thing we have to do here is the formal hearing. So, what's another good date or set of dates?
Yeah, if I can, on behalf of Corona Corporation, part of the issue with kind of the electronic capabilities of the room is that because there were so many off-island witnesses, we're familiar with using MiFi devices as a method by which we can connect via Skype. However, because just the volume of witnesses who were going to be off-island, we thought would make it difficult. On our side, we have one witness who, our expert witness, obviously, Keith Farrell, who lives off island that we would like to be present. And I think we are looking at the middle of February for his availability. Otherwise, I think it would be difficult for him to testify remotely as well because of where he lives.
Where does he live?
He lives in Hong Kong, but he's not in the city. He's in some outskirt somewhere. That's my understanding.
Can't live very far away from Hong Kong unless he lives in mainland China. So
he doesn't live in. He does live in Hong Kong, but I don't believe he lives in the city. But my understanding is that he's available in mid to late February, and Joyce Tang has a scheduling conflict beginning in the middle of March. So,
well, March is too far out. We're really, really beyond the time frame to resolve this matter. So the parties still have the option, based on the record submitted. I could make a decision and issue one in 30 days. That option is still available, but both parties would have to agree on that, and I still have the request for hearing, I believe, from Carando. So we're still proceeding on that. Unless there's a stipulation otherwise. Okay, so when you say mid-February, are we looking February the 14th? Well, that's Valentine's Day. Let's just say February 15th.
Okay. It looks like the 11th of February is a Monday. I guess the 14th would be in the middle of that. If we wanted to avoid that, I think starting the 11th is probably where our availability starts. So that gives us almost 3 full weeks in February.
Okay. Mr. Keeler?
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
All right. And then, so tentatively, I'm going to schedule it for February the 11th. I am going to issue a written scheduling order based on this date. I believe all the pleadings have been filed, it's my understanding.
Okay. If would it be possible to schedule a hearing on the 18th? I'm just looking at our calendar, and we do have a district court pretrial conference that is, I'm anticipating, is going to be lengthy.
I have to look at my schedule. I know that I have trials scheduled for January, February, up into March. Don't think I have any this particular week in February. I have to take a look, though. I'm just using that kind of a benchmark. That might move to the right. To my knowledge, I understand no one wants it to move to the left earlier in February. So if I have another date, I'll throw in, it'll be a date after the 11th, not before.
Okay.
So are there any other issues I need to take up at this time?
Nothing further from Corona.
Concerning the bandwidth, so we have internet capability up here. Is that correct or not? We do? Yes.
We have Wi-Fi.
Okay, so we have Wi-Fi.
Oh, this is our...
All right, just making sure it's not another witness responding to a subpoena here.
We actually use almost the identical device that Mr. Hernandez showed us last week when we came in to try to test the capability.
Okay, but that's, once again, all we have.
Yeah.
That is it, okay, period. It's GovWOM funded, so we all know GovWOM has its financial limitations that results in equipment limitations. So that's it. If you're going to have off-island, it is possible. I have to do one witness at a time via Skype. I'm confident that could occur with what we have, but that's it. Okay, we can't do anything elaborate like, you know, have split screens, so on and so forth, and I wouldn't allow multiple people testifying simultaneously either. Okay. All right. So February the 11th at 9, tentatively, I'll put that into a scheduling order. There being no other issues from the parties, I do ask if there is any witness out there that hasn't been contacted yet with a subpoena, please do so, okay? I don't want people showing up here, the doors closed, and there's no notice, and they're confused because they didn't receive word, the hearing was canceled. And, of course, if the parties need a subpoena again, they're welcome to submit them, okay? Is that it? We are off the record then at approximately 9:20. Thank you.
Thank you.